Maran in Siman Shin Aleph talks about the laws of carrying on Shabbat, what's permissible, what's forbidden. Interestingly enough, the discussion is about rings. So the basic rule is that a ring that would be considered a takshit, an ornament, which means it's normally worn as a decorative or a jewelry, technically should be permissible for a man to wear on Shabbat. In the olden days, it seems, the men would wear one specific ring, which was called a tabaat sheyesh aleha chotam, which was a signet ring, but other rings was not the practice for men to wear. So anything but a signet ring, the halakha says, would be forbidden for a man to wear it on Shabbat. And the question Shulchan Aruch grapples with, to what degree is the Isur, but nonetheless, it's clear that a ring that a man does not normally wear would be Asur to wear on Shabbat. Some even say that a ring that he's accustomed to wear, for example, you know, a signet ring, let's say, the Benu Tam, for example, his opinion is even that he can't wear, because we are worried that he might come and take it off and show it to somebody in the public domain, and he'll come to carry. That's the Benu Tam's opinion. However, Harambam disagrees with that. Harambam says we don't think that a man will take off his ring, you know, and show off. So as long as it's a ring that he normally wears, like a signet, for Harambam at least, it's okay. And that's what the opinion, it seems, is of Shulchan Aruch. The question is, today we don't have signet rings really that common. Men wear different types of rings, which is probably the rings that ladies used to wear in the olden days. Today, men wear those rings today, and it's quite common. The Ran writes, and it's Perush, the Gemara, that, you know, it all depends on the time. Therefore, if, you know, men start wearing these type of rings, so that takes on the properties of a signet ring, and therefore, according to Harambam at least, there shouldn't be a problem. And therefore, Acham ben Sion, alav shalom, in the halacha, as well as Acham Avajah, hold today that you know, rings that are normally worn by men, wedding bands, and the different type of you know, rings that are specifically made for men, there would be no problem for them to wear them in the Rishut HaRabim on Shabbat. Although Harambam documents an interesting custom, that the custom, he quotes in some places, was that men don't wear rings on Shabbat whatsoever. And the Magid Mishneh says, halvai, that minhag should, you know, spread to all the places. But again, Chacham ben Sion says, from the law there is no problem. And Chacham Avajah says the same thing, although he writes, Samachmir tavo ala beracha, Chacham Avajah. But again, from the law, we cannot, you know, chastise anybody, clear, especially you know, that's a man's ring, and Maran was lenient, so therefore there'd be no problem. But again, one has to always keep in mind, and it does happen sometimes, that sometimes a person wants to show off. He takes off the ring and he starts to walk and show people. Of course, you have to be careful of that and cognizant. The next discussion that Maran talks about in the laws of carrying is wearing pins on Shabbat. They either talk about a straight pin or a functional pin that has a hole in it, a tailor's pin. Whatever it is, Shulchan Aruch clearly forbids a man to put it in his lapel and walk out on Shabbat. Okay, what type of pin it is? Again, we could debate, is it hayav, is it patur? Different opinions on that. The question would be, if I'm not wearing it in my lapel, I want to use the pin as a functional pin, meaning I want to close my shirt, I want to use it as a button, you know, I want to use it to connect a tear. Can I wear the pin as I consider it carrying on Shabbat? To be honest, the Bi'ur Halacha is in doubt. He is not so sure that you can use a regular straight pin or a pin with a hole in it in order to, you know, close up a tear or use it as a button. And the Bi'ur Halacha leaves it in Sarich Ayun. But the Poskim are lenient when it comes to safety pins. safety pin clearly is made for that reason, and therefore the halakha, Hakam Moshe Levi, Alav Shalom, as well as Hakam Avadya, Alav Shalom, both will let you take a safety pin on Shabbat even. There's no problem of tofer. They let you take the safety pin and, you know, stick it through the shirt and put it through the buttonhole and close it in order to either keep that, or if, for example, somebody's the back of his tie is ripped and he wants to, you know, connect the two sides. When it comes to a safety pin, that wouldn't be a problem, and it's not considered carrying, because that's a functional, it's no different than having a button that's attached to your shirt, and this is a pin that's attached to your tie or to your garment. So again, safety pins, all the poskim are going to be mekel.